Inclusion Now 55 Editorial. It is a great pleasure to write my first editorial for Inclusion Now magazine, the voice of inclusive education in the UK. This edition shares welcome and thought-provoking messages from disabled young people, practitioners, researchers, and disabled leaders, all championing inclusive education. The RIP stars opposite are not shy when it comes to speaking up for change for disabled children and young people. They discuss their contribution to the Commons Education Selects Committee SEND inquiry and how they demanded an end to inequality in human rights and social injustice for disabled children and young people at their evidence session in Parliament. We hear all the news from ALFEI's National Day of Action for Inclusive Education, which hosted three events in Westminster in January, including delivering a 108,000-signature petition to Downing Street and launching the long-awaited Accessibility Plans report. Student Martine Harding attended all three events and reports back, page 10, while Armine Surenian shares report findings, page 12. College teacher Hilra Vinha shares her personal account of promoting inclusion in further education work on page 14. Nick Crosby's insightful article, page 8, highlights the important role health plays in supporting disabled children and young people's access to education and classroom inclusion through provisions such as personal health budgets. On an international note, Richard Reza gives an insight into how Malta's education system is delivered for disabled children and young people, and the approach taken to resource and deliver support, all of which highlights why inclusive education must be regarded as a human right for all disabled people, and the importance of solidarity. Michelle Daly, ALFEI Director.